This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Zucker, Z-U-K-E-R. Date of birth is 10/25/1964. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Zucker, who was seen in consultation on December 16, 2025, with elevated creatinine levels and microalbuminuria. Since that time, he stopped all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and has tried to improve diet, avoiding excessive amounts of caffeine. He's following a low-salt diet and trying to have a very balanced diabetic diet. He does suffer from quite a bit of joint pain, but he has started using MSM, and that does seem to be helping the pain quite a bit. And he is very physically active, so he gets plenty of exercise and tries to get enough sleep. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily. He also takes glimepiride, 4 milligrams twice a day. Metformin is 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Low-dose aspirin, and then vitamin B12, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and the MSM. Physical exam, weight 199 pounds, and that is down 13 pounds in the last 6 months. Pulse is 94, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150 over 88. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 5th, 2026. Creatinine was improved at 1.13, and estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium 137, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 23, random glucose was 162, hemoglobin is 12.3, normal white count, normal platelets. Phosphorus level was done January 5th, 26, that is 3.5. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 46.5. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine level. The patient can continue to have lab studies done every 6 months at this point. Two, hypertension. The patient was instructed to follow the low-salt diet and diabetic diet and to monitor blood pressure at home. Blood pressure goal 130 to 140 over 80. And the patient will do that and notify us if blood pressure remains elevated. Three, proteinuria, continue the lisinopril 20 milligram daily. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.